All of Plattsburgh's common council seats and the mayor's position are open this year. City Republicans announced their choice for mayor and the six candidates for the common council late last week. After saying he would not run because he planned to retire from city politics, independent James Calnon received the endorsement of City Republicans as their mayoral candidate to replace the retiring Don Kasperzak.
I know that there were a number of people who were considering a run, but for one reason or another couldn't. And so I thought, as someone with a great deal of relevant experience, that I would make a good candidate. And after talking over with my family, and decided that this was not a bad idea.
Calnon is currently the mayor pro tem and represents Ward 4 on the council. He joins Michael Drew as the only Republican candidates with previous experience on the council. The Democrats chose a similar slate, with the mayoral candidate also a current city councilor and only one other candidate with previous experience.
Interestingly enough, however, the two that have actual council experience are running against each other. So we won't end up with a great deal of prior experience on the new council.
And that new council faces, according to mayoral candidate James Calnon, continuing fiscal challenges.
While we see some easing, I think 2014 is going to have another reasonably difficult budget year. There are some signs that at least our retirement costs may peak in 14, which is a very big deal. I mean, having been a huge part of the budget pressures over the last 5-6 years. And I think that we see in 15 and 16 that there really are some chances for the economy to improve. And frankly, after spending over 6 years in pretty difficult times, it really would be nice to, you know, have a chance to express the more positive aspects of government.
Michael Drew served on the Common Council for 6 years. For 2 years, he was clerk of the council and was mayor pro tem for the other four. He was interim mayor in 2006 when then-mayor Dan Stewart left for a state position. Drew was defeated in a primary race for mayor that year by Kasperzak, the current mayor, who leaves office in December. The Ward 2 candidate says he is returning to city politics in part because he is concerned about losing experienced councillors.
We are losing so many of the councillors, you know, and the inherent knowledge that they have, the experience. I was nervous about that and felt that I still could offer. I had a lot of good ideas when I ran for mayor, and I still think that I could be an effective counselor. So that's one. And the other is that, in my personal life, I have a new job and kind of settled in now, and everything is going well, and felt that time was right, that I could commit time to working on city issues again.
Drew hopes that with a $60 million budget, city voters will elect some individuals with experience dealing with Plattsburgh's intricacies and issues.
Even on my 6 year, I was still learning parts of that budget, and I've been a self-employed business person for over 20 years, closer to 25 years. And so I think, you know, somebody new coming in, you're not really going to have a handle on that budget. And some wrong moves really could be a setback for the city and for the taxpayers. So I think one is that inherent knowledge to know where to look and how things are being spent. And obviously some inexperience going the wrong direction may not be the best thing at this point in time.
Candidates must submit petitions with 5% of their ward's registered voters to the Board of Elections by July 11th. According to data from the Clinton County Board of Elections, 42% of registered city voters are Democrats, 24% Republican, and 7% Independent. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.